With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan Monday defended its contract practices after Attorney General Mike Cox's office, along with the U.S. Department of Justice, filed suit against the nonprofit insurance corporation. The lawsuit alleges Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan forms anti-competitive contracts with hospitals, including St. Mary's of Michigan and Covenant Healthcare in Saginaw. Blue Cross Blue Shield said the suit seeks to restrict the insurer's ability to provide the most deeply discounted rates from Michigan hospitals. That's according to a Monday release. Oakland County health officials say they've got two confirmed flu diagnoses, one of which is H1N1, the first in the state of Michigan this season. A 26-year-old Oakland County resident was diagnosed with a strain of H1N1. Another 37-year-old resident was diagnosed with the straight flu. Two Somali natives accused in a $400,000 food stamp scheme pled guilty yesterday morning to federal charges. Mohammed Sufi and his brother Omar Sufi were accused of defrauding federal food assistance programs and running an illegal money transfer business. The government said the brothers, who owned a food store, redeemed electronic food stamps for cash and non-food items, taking 30% in commissions. Michigan State Police troopers are knocking on the doors of paroled sex offenders this week. The state is conducting its annual sweep to see if sex offenders are complying with the law, requiring them to report with local law enforcement. Currently, the state is at 92% compliance, according to State Police Sergeant Kevin Mark. With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz.